Welcome to TruthMafia.com. You're rocking with your host, Tommy Truthful. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys had a great holiday. We're coming up on this New Year's Eve, another amazing pagan holiday that they like to, you know, make us celebrate like Christmas, which I've seen so many people wishing Jesus a Merry Christmas, but it's really not his birthday on that day. That's Nimrod's birthday, but that's neither here nor there. I hope you guys did have a good holiday. You know, it's been so commercialized. The whole thing is connected to Saturn and materialism, and that's all it is anymore. People really don't remember anything to do with Jesus. You know, it's just, what do I get, or what do I got to get for other people? But I came across this hotel, guys, and it is fascinating. So I wrote a blog on it. It's called Hotel Zaza, room 322. And this is down in Texas. Now, it's kind of strange too, because they hide this room. You, like, a normal guest can't stay there. The bed is chained to the wall. It reminds me of something out of a straight MK Ultra scene. But we're going to get into that. Go over all that with you here in just a second. Before we get going, this is brought to you from Body Align Energy Wellness. That link is down in the description. Use promo code TRUTHMAFIA and get an extra 20% off. It's amazing technology. We're getting bombarded with these frequencies, so we got to make sure we protect ourselves. We also have a holiday sale over on our store, TruthfulTV.com, where we got some amazing products over there too, guys. We just got some new stuff in that blocks psychic and black magic attacks. We're being hit on multiple levels. And if you use promo code SALE17, all one word, then you get an extra 17% off. Also, on TruthfulTV.com is where we do our personal readings to see if you're one of these first player characters. I did the math, guys, and there's 169,000 actual first player characters. That's why that 169 number is used over and over and over again. And all the and look how many people's here. Billions. But most of them are NPCs. We're surrounded around these NPCs. So that's why you haven't seen me in a couple of days, guys. I've been catching up on my personal decodes, and we go over your life path number, your destiny card, your birth card, your gematria. It's very detailed. So let me go to the comments real quick, and then we'll get into this. What's up, guys? How y'all doing in there? Travis, what's up, brother? Hit them like buttons, guys. Smash the likes. What's up? What's up? What's up? Okay, so I'm going to share my screen with you now so we can go over here to this blog I wrote on Hotel Zaza. I got to show you guys this because you got to see it to understand what I'm talking about. So let me share my screen really quick. Boom. Share screen. Okay, here we go. Now, oh, you know what? Let me do this. Full screen layout. There we go. That way you guys can actually see. I actually created this one, that image, with AI, just, you know, for the blog. So I've been getting good with this AI, guys. And down here, let me show you this real quick. I created this one with AI too. Tell me that ain't pretty cool. And here's something very interesting about Hotel Zaza. Hotel Zaza equals, well, Hotel Zaza room 322 equals 1717. And that's a huge number. That's the year the Premier Grand Lodge of England was founded, in 1717. And I'm wondering, ain't it crazy how AI just comes up with the weirdest things? If you look on the wall and everything that's on here, like, its brain is, sometimes I wonder if it's a demon doing it. It might be. It might be, guys. Who knows? I don't trust it, that's for sure. Now, this room, because after the story went viral, and this was years ago, a couple years back, right, when I originally heard about it, but I didn't look into it too much. And then recently someone sent me a post about it, and that's what made me re-look into it. Shout out to Vigilant Citizen. He wrote a blog on it like years ago, but the story, you know, it started to go so viral that the hotel, the PR team had to say something. And they were claiming that room 322 is titled Hard Times, right? Well, that's interesting. Hard times equals 29, like demonic. And it was designed to mimic a prison experience. However, this room isn't promoted publicly and definitely doesn't look like a prison cell to me. Take this from someone that's been to the federal penitentiary. It looks more like a torture chamber, guys. So we're going to go by this step by step, picture by picture, okay? Let me start up here at the top. This is the most bizarre room in the world. And if anybody stayed in this hotel, my email address is truthfultv@proton.me. So if anyone has even newer images, I would love to see them because I guess it's really hard to get in here. But yeah, look at the floor. It's the only room in the hotel. It's like a high-end hotel. And this floor is concrete, right? And then the bed is chained to the wall. I don't like that. That's where I'm out. When I see the chains on the wall, I'm dipping. And there's a two-way mirror right there too. Look. That's another thing. No, thank you. Chains on the wall. So you could be sleeping in bed. Next thing you know, you wake up, your feet and arms are chained up. Then they can watch from the other side. I just get a terrible vibe from this hotel. Completely, like, why is the bed chained? Prison beds ain't chained. You know what I mean? They are anchored to the wall, but not like that. And then you have and say it was just a number, right? Oh, it's just hotel room 322. It has nothing to do with the secret society Skull and Crossbones, but the whole hotel room is all Skull and Bones stuff. That's all that's in there. I mean, the whole thing. So, yeah, I find it pretty fascinating. You couldn't say that it's just a coincidence. They even got the Skull and Bones clock in the bathroom. So now I'm going to bring on my brother from another mother, Donut Factory. He's feeling a little under the weather today, guys. You know, me, I'm not feeling that great either. I've had this cough for like a week now. But, you know, it's funny because Donut told me when he was down in Mexico, he felt the best he's ever felt in years. You know, he immediately started breathing better, no heart palpitations. And then you come back here and it, boom, you're getting hit again because we're being bombarded with these frequencies. I need to move down there or maybe to Dominican Republic. Brother Donut.
Yo, what up? It's Donut. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. That I think it was a lot of things like the you know, the airplanes in the sky,
chemtrails, like,
yeah. You got the towers, I won't even say that, but the EMFs. There's not as much of it maybe out there, so that's what I was thinking, but also my understanding of bioenergetics, how everybody has their own sort of plasma biofield around them. America, I'm pretty like certain that like it's like Babylon, you know, yeah. What I mean,
well Donut, you want to know, a matter of fact, brother, Saturday, we're changing the podcast up on Saturday just for this 1 week. And we usually do conspiracy cinemas on Saturday, but we're going to interview a special guest, my boy Dominic. I've interviewed him before with the King Kong and all that theory, but he's going to talk about how America is really Egypt, and where I live, Ohio, and Indiana area where Dom's from, that's Sodom and Gomorrah. That was right. Sodom and Gomorrah of the ancient times, bro. And there's, and I know it sounds crazy at first, but
not at all.
There's so many connections to it.
I was thinking like North Carolina sounds a lot like Cairo, right? North Carolina. But there's the etymology doesn't match up. But like you got Memphis. Yeah, like it. But the thing that I've noticed,
the Four Corners area was the Aztec Empire. That was the whole Aztec Empire, really.
What I noticed, I've traveled like to other countries, and what I noticed this time was that from my research on bioenergetics and just people, like just having people around you affects you in a sense. And out there, you say hello to somebody. I mean, because I got like the Uber driver, the shuttle driver just dropped me off and like in the middle of Mexico. And I'm like, where am I? You know, he dropped me off at the wrong spot and I had no idea where I was. And like people would help me, like they stopped what they were doing to help me out. That don't happen out here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and probably maybe in the Midwest, but I've never been to the Midwest. But people are in their own little bubbles here and pissed off, and that affects like individuals. I don't know. I feel like I've been ostracized my whole life from society in so many different ways that just like, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. I'm all cranky and I feel under the weather. Like I felt so good, bro. Cause I'm like outside in the sunshine and there's just so many.
Yeah, I know. I talked to you. You seem super happy.
Then I get back here. And then all of my like psoriasis comes back like the day I get back. It's just crazy, bro. And I think all it's going to take is just one event, the Omega event. Just people are just like miserable out here, bro. Like,
yeah, they're and over.
And maybe I'm just focusing on the bad, but it just, this is my experience.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, brother. It's going to take, they're going to do some forever purge type event. I'm looking into that. The Forever Purge movie was crazy and loaded with symbolism too. When they took them to the bus number was 923. And remember all that 923 stuff? So I'm like, damn, I wonder if they're going to pop this off. I was trying to figure it out. And when I looked into that 917 date from the movie Leave the World Behind, that led me down a whole alley. There's definitely going to be a major event in September, but from what I've done with the dates and stuff, I'm thinking it's going to probably be between 2026 and 2027. Probably 2026 though, because that's just how a lot of the numbers line up perfectly with. And, you know, that will be a year after 2025. Which is the Great Tribulation equals 225. So it doesn't matter if you're religious, guys. They're playing a script out of the scripture.
I think the Omega event is gonna happen in next month.
I think that's what I think.
From listening to astrologers, I don't feel that happening at all.
I don't either.
The thing though, bro. Like if you watch a good film, because this is all scripted, you watch a good film, it's called Shit Hits the Fan. So out of nowhere, like you don't expect it, you know, that's how a good movie.
But people are expecting it. Like everybody's talking about it. You know what I mean? So I don't think so, bro. If you want to know my true opinion, the year of the dragon is a prosperous year. I think they're going to maybe let us have a good year. And we're like, oh, everything's going back to normal now. I mean, we'll still have some rituals and stuff. The summer solstice is going to be crazy from March to June in that area, but especially like April, May, in right in that area. 13 days of preparation going into Beltane, we'll have major events. But the big finale, I don't think it'll happen in 2024, honestly, brother. I think it will happen pop off in between 2025. That 3-year period from 2025, when we're in the year of the snake, which starts on January 28th of 2025, all the way through 2028, them 3 years are going to be crazy.
What I've noticed is through my filmmaking, you know, like I love filmmaking, you know, and I'm an observer. And when I went to Mexico, like there's a community, people are nice, people smile, people help out. And when I come back here to like the rich part of town in Arizona, nobody's smiling. Everybody's pissed off. If you say, hey, what's going on? People are going to get like defensive. What, like, why are you talking to me? You know, what, you know, it's just, and I look around at the audience reaction because the people, they're an audience. So when all the crazy stuff's happening in the world, instead of looking at the news, I'm looking at the people and how they're reacting because they're watching a movie on the news station.
Right.
Out and about, right? And if you watch people who make movies, they have a test audience where they're not watching the movie. They're watching the audience sit down watching the movie. Oh, they laughed. Like every time I edit a music video or a video and I show someone, I'm never watching the video. I'm watching their reaction. Like, oh, they laughed right here. Oh, they're bored. I should take that part out. You know, and what I've noticed. Yeah. What I've noticed, at least here, maybe it's different where you're at, but here people are pissed. And they just walk around like little cranky, pissed off people that just one little shake up, they're ready for whatever. That's my opinion. I think you're right. I'm negative today, bro. Whatever.
Down the road from me, they just caught like some 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds, and they had more guns in one house than the whole police force has. I mean, they ain't playing around here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's gonna go bad when it does happen. But it never happens the way we think it's going to happen. So, I mean, I've looked into it deep, bro. The astrology of it, everything. And I really, really believe that. I could be wrong, though. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. But I really believe that they'll get us to drop our guard in 2024, the year of the dragon. Now, we will have a major event, like I said, during that, you know, it starts about right around 314, March 14th through usually about 522 in that period. And 4-8, April 8th is the Great American Eclipse. So that's going to be crazy, which that dude that they just sacrificed, he's connected to that. I'll go over that in a second. It's only a couple things, but Donna, I want to get your opinion real quick. Cause I don't want to keep you on here too long, brother. I know you don't feel good.
No, I'm feeling better, bro. You're making me feel better. And for people like, I'm not feeling well today. And I've been feeling great, bro. Like I've been hitting the gym. I've been feeling great. They blasting us, bro. They blasting us.
No, they really are. He's right. They are blasting us, and it's sickening. And especially people like me and Donut that are trying to put out the truth. I mean, we're getting bombarded. My neck right now, I can feel it tingling. But, you know, I'm surrounded by my stuff, so it barely gets through, but I still get hit with it. When it's military grade, I mean, it's crazy.
I think you're right about 2024 being prosperous, but the year of the dragon doesn't start until February. So that's why I was like, I think next month, like the first couple of days,
it could be. Yeah, they always,
maybe it won't be the Omega event, but I think it is going to be.
Well, they're definitely going to do a ritual within the first 11 days of January. They do it every year, a major one.
Bro, I wish like my I got some slides, but my computer is not even working. I have to shut it off and turn it back on. But If you want me to show some slides here in a little
bit.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get your opinion real quick on this Hotel 322. So
yeah, it reminds me of Cool Keith. He's got apartment 223. And then the Merrily Tyler Moore show had a room 223 as well.
Oh, wow. Did they? So in this room, Donut, let me show you this. First of all, there's these distorted people on the freaking wall, and they just look so lifeless in their eyes. I don't know if that's some representation of doubles splitting personalities. Then you have this one here. He looks very unfriendly and not happy. And then for some reason, you got this guy. Why is this dude in the room? Which, you know, he's president of Stanford Group Company. I'm thinking he's a Skull and Bones member. He's got to be, because why else would they put that guy in the room? It makes no sense. You know, I mean, this room is just so bizarre, bro.
Stanford Financial Group?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Global Financial Services in Texas?
Yep.
He was known to do a Ponzi scheme, it looks like. So maybe it's like a funny thing.
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Well, you know, them Skull and Bones members are always ripping us off. Remember right before 9/11, they stole trillions of dollars? I mean, they love doing Ponzi schemes and robbing the American people. It's like their favorite thing to do. But yeah, I found this hotel room pretty fascinating. I'm thinking someday, Donut, me and you should book it, dude, and see if we can stay there and see what's cracking in it. Now, I wonder if there's any guests related to this, because I just started looking into it. Maybe you could do a quick search on your side and see if there's any deaths related to.
Yeah, sure. It's called Zazo.
Zaza. Hotel Zaza. Z-A-Z-A.
And there's a lot of strange stuff with hotels, like Hotel California. That's got a weird story behind it. And I live in a hotel, actually. This is an old hotel I live in. It's an apartment, but it used to be a hotel, and there's ghosts and stuff. Like, they don't bother me, though.
My new apartment, I'm pretty sure it's haunted, too. I seen some weird shit the other night. Like, it was like a black shadow figure entity, and it went into the closet, and I felt the worst, like, the most terrifying vibe from that thing. But you know, I'm always seeing some crazy stuff, so it don't really.
I'm on their website. It looks actually like a pretty cool place. Everything's very fancy and nice, but this one room is like satanic. And now that I'm looking at it some more, I don't know, you should hear. I'll drop the link to the website.
Drop the link.
They got the 3-6 in there. They got a lot of symbolism in this. Here, let me drop this real quick.
Yeah, drop that link.
I'm already seeing a ton of stuff.
Dude, I also did this crazy breakdown on the 8-pointed star. And, dude, it's connected to so much weird stuff, Donut. It's always connected to superheroes and entities with abilities and powers. Very bizarre what I found out with that, too, because me and you have been looking into the 8-pointed star forever.
Yeah, and I'm still looking into it because I just did a deep dive on the Mexican pesos and looking into symbolism with that. Yeah.
Well, if I don't know if you've ever seen this yet, but this one right here, you should check it out, dude. I just put and look, I put views on the post, but something weird's going on. When you're on the phone version, it shows like one view, but when you're on the computer version, it shows the right amount. So I got to figure that out. What is going on there? But
I guess like back in the day, I'm not sure how true this is because I'm not a historian, you know, especially of the ancient times. I more look into the symbols and I do my research to, you know, get better at the ancient stuff. But that's like a whole study on its own. But while I was reading a book on the plane connecting this eight-pointed star to Ishtar, and this is kind of where money started stemming from, because the fertility goddess Ishtar, that's why this year you had Rihanna, Inanna, Ishtar being pregnant and fertility, and then all the guys like dry humping her at the Super Bowl. That was a fertility ritual where money actually stems from. So it was sacred prostitution, according to this book, where you would give up like a lot of like your wheat or whatever, and you would get a coin, and then you would get to sleep with the prostitute for the fertility of the land, and they would give you a coin in return. And I was like, that's weird. I just notate it, highlight it, cool. But then I'm like looking into the dollar sign, you know, the ISIS dollar sign. Well, it's got the two pillars, bro. I mean, I got some crazy connections, bro. You're making me feel better. When I woke up, you called me. I was just waking up. I was sick all last night, but now I'm feeling better, bro. Like, I've been finding some crazy stuff connected to the collapse of the dollar and the predictive programming of stuff. It's like all over the place. Like, you know that famous Bart Simpson predictive programming that everybody knows? Even on Wikipedia, they're like, yeah, it's predictive programming. It looks like it.
Which one was that one?
Where he has the issue that says 9-1-1.
Yes.
And it was released on 9-1. It was like season 9, episode 1. There's other symbols in that nobody has broken down. And I've been breaking, wow, look at that Ishtar right there.
Yep. Dude, it's on Mount Hermon where the 200 fallen angels descended to give forbidden knowledge to the people. There's the eight-pointed star. And it represents portal, because people think Nibiru is a planet, but it's not. It's a dimension, dimension X. Everything's interdimensional. We see this star all over the Mormons. They know something about it. You got the star on that's the 17th card in the tarot deck, right? Which is 1 + 7 = 8, represents 8. We see it on Pope Francis's coat of arms. Vlad the Impaler, the Dracula family, the Order of the Dragon.
They had it. Vlad the Impaler.
And look, I want to show you this one real thing. That's Marduk. He has it all over him. But check this out, bro. Did you know it was connected to chaos magic?
Hmm.
It's the chaos star.
Right. The chaos magic, chaos theory as well.
Yep. A chaos star features 8 points coming from the central point. While fictionally it originates in the writings of Michael Moorcock, it has now been adopted into various additional contexts, including magical and religious ones. Chaos is a powerful force led by many demonic and strange chaos lords who are, as often as not, at cross with one another, as symbolized by the 8 directions of the chaos arrow. So it's heavily connected to witchcraft. And dude, every superhero movie, you'll see it just for a split second or something. At the Man of Steel, 45 minutes in, you see it right on the screen. There's also the 7-point stars up there. So 45, guys, is Man of Steel. Fallen angels, fallen ones. And it's heavily connected to the Anunnaki, which they call the fallen ones. Captain America has it on her chest. She gets her powers from the plasma. Wonder Woman has it on her headdress. I mean, it's crazy. And then, you know that one, Donut. CERN has the 8 bars going around inside. The Vatican has the 8 spokes on the wheel. And that's what they're opening up. They're opening up Dimension X. Alleged Nibiru, but it's interdimensional, not what people think it is. I made these with AI. You think that's pretty cool?
Yeah. Yeah, there's just so much crazy symbolism. And, you know, I think it's connected to the dollar. Like, why is the deer all over the place, right? In the leave the road behind? Because a deer is a buck. And it's like dollars, bucks. And this new Civil War movie is coming out, right? And it's by the guy who made 28 Days Later. And 28 is, according to like how the ancients like counted the clock, it was the cycle of the like new moon to the full moon. Like 28 was an important cycle. I thought that was kind of interesting, just looking into these stars and all.
I did a new breakdown on Leave the World Behind because there's a lot of stuff I didn't cover, so you guys can check that out over here. But you know, I at the end of it, I connect it to all these rich people are buying bunkers right now. Not just Mark Zuckerberg, but Zuckerberg bought a bunker. Did you know that that's what this map was, bro? Because remember, we were trying to figure that out. The poster above the bed is called the United States of Attica in 1971. It was created by the painter and activist Faith Rigold. Ain't that weird?
Yeah, yeah. Every single thing in this movie has a meaning to it. So, like, you know that date that you called out, the 9/17 date? That's when the Constitution was signed.
Oh, wow. You found that out. Good job. That's interesting.
Yeah, and a mystery man showed up and was all like, y'all need to sign it. And then he disappeared.
If there's another thing we didn't catch right away. So we knew about the White Lion being connected to the first slave ship, right? But then there was a scene where in the car they showed this number on the when they were talking about the cyber attack. In 1619, this is when the White Lion, English privateer operating under the Dutch letter of marque, brought the first Africans to the English colony of Virginia in 1619. So anyone that thinks, oh, that was a reach, well, they, I mean, come on. You think they put that on there on accident? No. And that's when they're talking about cyber attack. So what if this, that's symbolizing that it's going to be a punishment for some of these events, like what they did to Haiti. That Haiti was one of the first places that broke away from slavery, right? And they riot, they rebelled and won at the time, but they've been paid back so much because of it, the earthquakes and, you know, them using HAARP on them, all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot of theories that that might happen on a massive scale here in America. But yeah, right here, Mark Zuckerberg is reportedly building himself a $270 million survivalist compound in Hawaii. And then there's another dude. He's right building one right next to Zuckerberg there. And for the last 2 weeks, though, Nut, if you could just type in billionaires building bunkers, and you'll see all the stories. For 2 weeks straight, they just keep talking about it, keep talking about it. And the day before Leave the World Behind came out, December 7th, they released a story talking about you could buy bunkers for $55,000 in South Dakota, I believe. Really bizarre, dude. Really bizarre. So that's a lot of symbolism in what they're programming us for what is to come, right? And then there's just one more connection I want to show you, and then I'll let you show your slides, brother. I know probably nobody knows who this guy is, but he passed away. And tell me, guys, what do you guys think in the comments? Does this look like George Bush? I swear I felt like that's like a clone of George or something. But this guy passes away, and there's a crazy connection with him. If you look into, well, first of all, this is the post that went viral on, right, on Twitter. And if you start the first word, this one really hurts, the first phrase they say, and then it's a period, then she said, I love Tom dearly. So that first phrase, this one really hurts, equals 237. Well, that's interesting because that is the famous number connected to Stanley Kubrick and The Shining. Remember? Room 237. So, and he was found in his room dead, this guy. But, yeah, there's a whole bunch. You guys will have to come read it. And it's all connected to this code about Obama dying. And I was telling Donut, what if that's going to be the King Kill 33 ritual? They had us looking at Trump. They had us looking at Biden. But what if it was Obama, guys? And then he comes back surviving a head wound or something. And, you know, he might be that Antichrist figure. Just saying, you never know. But Tom's name equals 48, like simulated reality, human sacrifice. So when I seen that, I said, okay, let me trace from the day he died, December 26th, until April 8th, when we have the Great American Eclipse. And look what it was, 3 months and 14 days, which is pi, right? Found dead, 314. Obama's fake death, 314. Big Tech Pharma, 314. He allegedly had cancer, and 9 times out of 10, they don't die from the cancer, they die from the chemo. And we were warned in Revelations 18 through 23 about their sorcery, known as pharmakia, which translates to witchcraft, you know. But yeah, so they're definitely building up something big for this coming eclipse. That's for sure.
Well, like there was another person who passed away, and I was doing a live stream, and I was like, this is the last full moon on the 26th. Look out for some people to pass away, because that's what usually happens on these full moons. There's this 3-day window.
Yeah, you said that about him. He died on the full moon.
Yeah, and so did someone else that's connected to money. One of the stars of Parasite in Snowpiercer also passed away. And yeah.
Okay, wait a second, Donut. You were telling me something about, I can't remember what you were saying. You said they were launching a rocket on December, like December 26 or something, and then it lands in January. You remember that?
Yeah, I think it might have been canceled, though. They were saying they're going to go back to the moon.
Oh, now they're not doing it?
Well, I'm not sure.
Because remember, we figured out it was like, what, wasn't it 33 days in between the two dates?
Right. Yeah, I got to go back and check that out. We find a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do together.
But that makes sense for the, because it's like very Masonic rituals with the moon landing stuff.
They know damn well they ain't going to no moon, but it's a funny story anyway. So. Mm-hmm. You want to show your slides, brother?
Well, I got to shut my computer off and then come back on if I do show some stuff. So
it's up to you. If you want to do that, yeah, do it.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Take some comments in here while we're waiting on Brother Donut. What's up, guys? How y'all doing today? Missed everyone. Oh, where's some of my normal people at? Travis, I see you. Hey, Travis, did you ever get that thing fixed on my website? That's so bizarre. I can't even find your name in my database no more. I don't know what happened, dude. I see Julie on there all the time. Shout out to Julie. How's it going for you, Aussie girl? Shout out to Australia. I'm trying to come over there and ride alligators with y'all. Ride me an alligator and a, or wait, no, not alligators, crocodiles. Crocodiles will kill you, won't they? They got them big sharks there in Australia too. I think they're the great whites. I don't know, but they got a lot of stuff that'll kill you in Australia, like the most poisonous snake in the whole world. I forget what it's called. Maybe a brown snake or something. Can't remember. They got the most poisonous spiders. I mean, it's like a freaking death trap over there. But I have a huge following from Australia. So, you know, I'll ride one of them kangaroos now. 100%. Hey, guys, what happened to, damn, what's his name again? The crazy guy? Hold on, let me think. Oh, Santos Bonacci. Well, I heard Santos Bonacci's YouTube got taken down. Well, I mean, I couldn't believe they left it up as long as they did. He literally was threatening the lives of officials. You can't say stuff like that. But they just kept it up, kept it up, kept it up. It's kind of bizarre. Here we go. Here's Brother Donut.
Yo, what up? Yeah, let me just share my screen. Give me a second.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. I appreciate you, love. The Illuminati days. That's my parent company that I own all my other companies through, Illuminati Media. So I know you've been with me for a long time, man, because that was what I started out as.
All right.
It wouldn't let me patent it, though. I tried to own that name, and they wouldn't let me. So, you know, I just use it as a parent company to everything.
I got the...
Oh, here you go, Brother Donut. What do we
okay.
got
on so,
here? Hey, no World War II soldiers, nothing like that, okay?
Okay, yeah, no, this is fine. This is, yeah. So, in the book, Symbol, Sex, and the Stars, there was a quote I wanted to start off the presentation with. The use of symbols to convey knowledge to the initiated and to conceal it from the uninitiated is old as civilization. And this book is just about pretty much the game telephone with symbols and how all the symbols that we have today, it goes back further and only the initiated really understand what they are. And a lot of it goes into sex magic kind of stuff, you know, as life is based upon reproductive forces. And this is what I wanted to point out, because I'm like, everyone knows this image, right?
Yes.
100%. This is like the 101 of looking into predictive programming, right? Has anybody pointed out the money at all in the dollar? You know, like we see the 9/11, and that's all we focus on, you know, but you got the money in there in the dollar. And if you go back in time, the two pillars, the 11, is right here on the dollar bill. And it is connected to, as I was just in Mexico, the pesos, right? So this was called the plus ultra. And of course, these symbols go back even further. Like I was saying, that right now, we don't even know what the symbols are, but they all go back to some sex stuff.
But oh, yeah.
We can go back to the 1800s and what it meant. And we got the Joachim and Boaz, or the two pillars right here for the plus ultra. Now, this is what circulated in the U.S., this currency. And I believe this is water because it's like maritime law. And then you got the Vesica Pisces right here. This is the MasterCard logo. But as you can see, the plus ultra has got the little snake going around it, kind of where we get the dollar with the two towers on it now. Although we can go back even further, but this is just going back to like the 1800s and 1700s when the country was first founded, where they showed the two towers fallen in the federal edifice. So we see the symbolism of the two pillars. They're Hercules pillars, the pillars of Hercules, which is, I believe, connected to some sun god stuff. It all goes back to like sun and moon worship cults.
Connected to the tower card in the tarot deck.
Right, the tower card as well. But I thought that was interesting. the, you know, looking at this symbol for more than just this, you know what
you're
I mean?
Thinking it's symbolic of the collapse of the physical dollar, which will flip us into some digital currency.
You know, probably, but yeah. I mean, it just, this is just kind of like, how many times have we seen this and nobody's like really connected the dollar stuff? Because these two pillars are right here on the dollar.
No one was even thinking that. They were just, they're focused on the 9/11 symbolism. You know what I mean? But it could definitely have a second undertone for the second collapse.
Right.
That would be the money.
Yeah. And like they had the plane in it. And then you even had the Ishtar right here, the 8-pointed star. And that 8-pointed star, we can see right here, maritime law, right?
Yep. It ties back to these Nephilim, well, call them whatever you want, Anunnaki, Nephilims, Watchers. It ties back to them. And all the people running the country, they are, say they're descendants from them. So you'll see it with them over that and the Iron Cross, both of them symbols.
Yeah, and then you got this right here. It looks like Ishtar. Well, they got the 8-pointed star. And
there's a connection to Jupiter with the 8-pointed star as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all connected. It's all key. So like in Ghostbusters, you have the key master, and they have to have sex magic to open like the portal. And
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it all goes into like the key opening the portal. And this book that I was talking about in the beginning of the prostitution, the oldest profession going into money. And even the word cane sounds a lot like coin. And cane is to acquire or possess something. So that's what I've been looking at. I got a bunch of slides. But this guy just passed away on that date of the full moon. And he was known for the two movies about money. Like this movie, Parasite and Snowpiercer, is about the elite class and the like lower class.
Yeah, Snowpiercer was amazing. They had a series about it and they had the movie. I highly recommend watching the movie first and then watching the series. And it's like the collapse of society. And the only way to survive is that train has to keep going, because if the train stops, it's so cold outside, you'd freeze instantly. You're done.
Yeah. So like moon cycles is kind of how you keep track of time with this 28 days later. So the Economist magazine is all about time. And they show in the moon cycles, because that's how they keep track of time. And it's all.
There's this theory. It goes back to like Atlantis and Lemuria, and that we have all these stargates. So everything, they travel interdimensionally. And with this theory, they say it happened like 200 million years ago, but there was humans at that time. They lied to us. And I'm just saying this is a theory, but they believe that they blew up Stargate 11. And that's when this reality was hijacked from the organic simulation it was created for, with 15 different dimensions. And then it was hijacked and brought down to the 7 dimensions it is now. So it's like a cutout, this time matrix. It's kind of not supposed to be there, but it's these reptilian entities that are in control of it. They're called Omniacron reptilians. Swear to God. Omniacron reptilians. And where do we get that word from? And it's kind of fascinating. You know what I'm saying? It's not really up my alley, but I was listening to this lady talk about it, and it was definitely fascinating story. So I was thinking about putting a video out on it just to see what my people think. But yeah, I definitely believe this reality donut has been hijacked. I think God created it for us to learn our life lessons, right? Source consciousness. And at one time we would reincarnate, but we would remember our past lives. And then they hijack it now. They tell you, go into the light, the bright white light, and all your loved ones, your grandmother, your mom, they all are there to greet you, right? But them are not your loved ones. They're these archons, these reptoid entities, and they trick you. When you go into that light, you get your memory wiped clean, thrown back into a child's body, and then you reincarnate back into the life wave where they harvest your energy all over again. It's all about the harvesting of the energy, that loosh, L-O-O-S-H energy. So there's a lot of truth to that theory, like as far as the energy part of it goes. So that's what interested me, because I knew that part was true. But I don't know about if 200 some billion years ago there was a Stargate or nothing, but it's interesting. I always try to stay open-minded to anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to check it out.
You know, I've been looking into, I had a good comment saying connecting the states to the 128 code is like Delaware is the first state. So it's the one, and Texas would be the 28th state, 128. But New York, I think, is the 11th state. So it's like that 1128. So I've been looking into that, kind of like to expand my mind. In Delaware, where I guess Biden is from, was created to the admitted to the union December 7th, which is like right before the 128 day. But it's that 127 that you
that's a more about. Important day. That's the day of Pearl Harbor. That's Tesla's birthday. You know what I'm saying? 127 is way more important than 128. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've been really expanding my mind and looking at different things.
Whatnot. This one person said, where else can I go if I don't go into the white energy? Well, it's called you turn away from the artificial white light, which is the white light of Lucifer. It's the false light. You turn into the darkness, and through the darkness, you'll find the true light, the golden light. And then you wake up from this dream within a dream, you know, back into your light body that you're supposed to be in.
Here's another thing I wanted to point out. As the new year started for 2023 with Miley Cyrus performing underneath the Royal Arch as Gangsta Boo passed away on this day. And Miley Cyrus is now dating a guy with the double X. Right, we see this double X all over the place. There's 50 Cent. He posted on the 128 day, December 8th, the double cross of Lorraine right there. But Pete Davidson, he's got the two X's on his neck. This is Knights Templar symbolism. And she's dating this guy who is like YouTube. Yeah, his YouTube, like I think I almost have more subscribers than his YouTube.
Oh, it's terrible. My Facebook does. No, yeah, it's close though.
Here's their shapeshifter video with the checkerboard floor, and then this video with the checkerboard floor. So I'm just seeing that. So that's someone to look out for, this the regrets band for New Year's. And I'm thinking if Jelly Roll gets invited to New Year's in Nashville, like a big Nashville New Year's thing.
Bro, I just seen him doing a podcast, and he was talking some real stuff, dude.
He's tight, bro. I edited a video of him. He's a real dude. He's tight.
Yeah, he was like talking conspiracy stuff and breaking stuff down. Like, if he was an agent, he wouldn't have been saying the stuff he was saying.
No, he's not. He's not an agent.
Some of these people don't sell out, you know. Most of them, yeah, a lot of them do, but or get killed and get cloned if they don't sell out. Like Stylebender, they got him. He was talking all that crazy stuff about Monster Energy drinks and throwing the cans. He wouldn't sit next to him, telling people they sold their soul. And the next thing you know, he starts acting all weird, painting his nails. And they get him every time. They'll take you, clone you, and bam, that's it.
Now, so it's like,
not
this,
you.
This 28 Days Later, where this guy who made the Civil War movie, Alex Garland.
Yeah, yeah.
The importance of 28, looking into these moon cults and sun cults and all that, just like Solvictus Day, which is like for the sun, is, where is that? Oh, it's right here. Which is for the sun, is December 25th, just like Christmas, but it's Sol Invictus Day. Now, 28 days later, they picked that number. As you can see, the Egyptian scarab or beetle, like you had the blue beetle, rolled itself into a ball like the moon and emerged in 28 days with renewed life. So, like, you look at the moon, it does the from full moon to full moon was a cycle of 28 days. So, like, there's that in with all this. And A24 is X or Omega, the 24th letter, Omega. So, I don't know. It's all adding up for
something crazy, right?
Golden Gate or something.
Well, the scarab represents the galactic center, which is the Golden Gate above our head. You know, the Golden Gate is a portal that opens from heaven to earth. You know, they call it the Galactic Center. It's ancient. Look into the Silver Gates, the Golden Gates. That's what it's all about, and that's what that scarab represents. So, yeah, it's crazy symbolism. They've been using it since way back in the day. But before Before we wrap this up today, I got a little promo I got to do.
Did you like that presentation?
Yeah.
I was going to keep that for my Patreon members, but.
No, I liked it. I always like all your stuff, dude. You know, it's cool that when we come together to donut, because you got your theories, I got mine. And then when we come together, we find things out together, you know, and. Me and Donut don't agree on everything. Me and Ani don't agree on everything. Me and Paranoid American don't agree on everything. But would you guys want us still? You know what I'm saying? It's good to have your own opinions. It's good to be able to have a conversation with your buddies and nobody get mad because you have a different point of view. And plus, Donut will tell me something that I might disagree with, and then I'll go back and think about it, and I might end up looking into it more because of him. Me and Ani, we've had many things where we differed in opinions. And then after I researched it, I ended up finding out he was 100% right. So, you know, it's fascinating. We just can't stay closed-minded is my point, guys. You got to be open-minded. You got to be always willing to absorb new information and not be stuck in a echo chamber listening to people that only mimic what you believe. Because if you do, you're never gonna excel. You're never gonna go to that next level. But okay, let me show this real quick. Boom. Oh, cops are everywhere over here in the little projects.
I'm gonna stop my screen.
Oh yeah, you're fine, brother. Let me go back.
I don't know, man. Like, I hope I feel better. I really think that.
I hope you feel better too, bro.
It's got to be this, like.
Dude, I'm about to send you some stuff for Christmas because I got your box and it's got all this cool stuff in it. I'm going to send you a couple necklaces, some of these pyramids that block the frequencies. I'm going to get you hooked up, bro. I'll send it for free to you. And this one's really good because it has the organite. And it has this other blue, I can never pronounce it, lapis lazuli. I can't say it right, but it's
a where power. Is it? Lapis?
Lapis lazuli. Something like that. Yeah, it's very powerful, and they use it to block psychic attacks and witchcraft. So that's with, has some EMF blocking tech to it too, but the organite is what's really doing that. And, you know, we have different stones. What each one has a different effect. So you got to know what the stone does. When I do my readings, I always send people over here because we usually carry one of their birthstones or something, and I've researched it heavily to understand what each one does. And there's nothing evil about crystals or stones. They were put here by the creator source. So, you know, there's a lot of disinformation out here to keep us on a lower vibrational frequency.
I had a dream about freaking, like, I just remember, like, it was like these, like, cool crystal gems, like in the dream, and some, it was like a ant farm, but like they're like, yo, these are where the crystals are, and they got the magic powers or something. It was like in my dream. I just remembered it.
Might be something to that. Might be something to that, brother. You know, the Aztecs and the Mayans used this obsidian, which it's an amazing, it's a grounding stone, and it's one of the best protections against black magic attacks. And look, guys, when you are a real truther, they know who you are, okay? They know who you reincarnated as. They know who you were in your past life. It's all on your birth chart. They know exactly who you are. That's how when we do the readings to tell whether you're a first player character or one of these soulless NPCs. And it's hard to tell people that they're an NPC, but I have to do it every day. I'm always booked out on the readings. And you know, it's crazy. They never respond back, but they pay me to tell them the truth. So what am I supposed to do? Say, no, you're good, bro. You know, but there's quite a few non-NPCs out there too, about 169,000 of us. But yeah, man, there's some really good stuff over here, guys. And you use promo code SALE17. That link is in the description below. This is on truthfultv.com. The shop. So if you're on your phone, you'll see the, this is a really good one, Donut, for blocking the EMF, the microwaves, and aligning your chakras. It's called Smoky Quartz. It's a really good one. I like the way it looks too. It's kind of a pretty stone, but I'm surrounded with this stuff. I'm getting some, I can't pronounce it. Tourmaline pyramids. They're massive. They're going to be huge ones. But yeah, all these prices, guys, include shipping. So that's what you pay. This obsidian one's $13.75. When you put that promo code in, you take another 17% off. You're getting that shipped to you for under 10 bucks. Can't beat it. That's all over on truthfultv.com. And if you want to get a reading or a dream interpretation, Donut, if you ever have a crazy dream, send it to me, brother. I'll do a dream interpretation for you. I've been studying books on it and everything. I'm so fascinated about it. And I can usually get them back to you pretty quick. So if you have a dream, you know, you can book that right here. Or if you want a reading to find out if you are one of these first player characters. And I tell people that book a podcast, just because you book a podcast don't mean I'm doing it with you. I got to look. See what you want to talk about, you know, see how many followers you got, stuff like that. And then I'll decide if I'm going to do the podcast with you. But here's the video that walks you through the checkout process, because you don't have to have a PayPal account. You just check out as a guest and you just hit book now on here. It's a very simple check availabilities. We've been getting them back pretty fast now that I'm getting caught up. When I was in the middle of moving, there was a delay. I felt bad for some people. I had to throw in some free dream interpretations. But, yeah, you just pick whatever time you want, hit next, and then it'll tell you right here, you got to put the name you were born with. Put your email, put your phone number. I don't really need that. That's for the checkout. And then down here is where you're going to write your message. Date of birth, time of birth. Don't forget this part, because I can't do the reading without that part. And then you just hit book now. Boom, I'll show you real quick how to check out as the guest. It says 11 hours and 10 minutes. That's how long it takes me straight to do one reading. But usually I get it back to you within 4 to 7 days from the date of your booking. And it's all done via email. Lately, I've been getting them back within 3 days. The last week. So that ain't too bad, you know, because I just been sitting at home catching up on everything. But right here, PayPal, if you pay offline, do not forget, you got to screenshot it, send it to me so I know that you paid for it so I can add you to the reading, right? So the easiest way is just do it on PayPal, put your address in. That's not for me. They need that to make sure your card's not stolen. I just use PayPal because it offers a secure checkout. That way, I have nothing to do with it. It's going through PayPal. See here, pay with debit card. Click on that. Put an email in there. Continue the payment. Boom. I don't know why it's doing that, trying to get me to log in, but shouldn't have to do that part. But you get the idea. You just check out like that. Oh, thank you for that, Colin. I appreciate you. Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, you got a plug, donut. You know what I'm saying? You got a plug, bro. But I appreciate you coming on today, donut, and especially not feeling good. I'm sorry. You know?
Thank you. Yeah, it's just like, I think there's something up with where I live.
I think you're getting bombarded with frequencies and stuff, buddy. You really should.
That, but it's just like there's so much more to it too.
Probably is. That's crazy how you went down there, your psoriasis went away, your heart palpitations went away, and then the second you come back, bam, everything's back and you're sick.
Bro, yeah. It's crazy.
Like, come on, man. But listen, guys, we love y'all. All Donut's links are down in the description. His link to his Patreon where he's getting people wicked smart. His YouTube link, his website link, everything is down below. And yes, he does need some vitamin D. That helps your body absorb all the other vitamins. So great idea there, brother. And we are out, guys. We will see you next time. Saturday, we're on at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time talking about Is America Really Egypt with a special guest, Dominic. See you guys later.